It's a calm autumn day on the ancient streets of Riga. In the National Library, by a river that flows into the nearby Baltic Sea, discussions will soon begin about the future of the world.
I welcome you all to Riga and to the Riga Conference.
This is a gathering of politicians and diplomats, soldiers and security experts. They hold this international conference here every year. This year is different.
The world is a mess, Europe is a mess, the Middle East is a mess. Everything is a mess.
Edgars Hlinkevich is president of Latvia. This former Soviet republic of some 2 million people is now on NATO's front line. Latvia's government strongly supports Ukraine. The Russian border is only 140 miles away from here.
We cannot let down our guard.
Kristianis Kārins, Latvia's foreign minister, worries that the international spotlight has swiveled away from the war in Europe.
Of course, Israel needs our support, but also so does Ukraine.
Kārins says Putin is an opportunist who'll exploit the Middle East crisis to distract attention from his war.
And our response must be that the political support and also public support for Ukraine does not and cannot diminish.
Putin blames the Israel-Hamas war on a fundamental failure of U.S. world leadership, saying that Washington ignored the Palestinian issue for too long. He's trying to win support, particularly among Global South nations, by arguing it's time for geopolitical power to shift to the east.
В нынешних непростых условиях особенно востребована тесная внешнеполитическая координация, что мы и делаем, и сегодня мы
Change is already underway. When Putin met China's President Xi in Beijing this week, he called for them to closely coordinate foreign policy.
What Russia and China are publicly saying is that they are not satisfied with the world order that Europe and United States want to defend.
Sławomir Dębski is director of Poland's Institute of International Affairs. Is Europe doing enough to prepare itself for this new geopolitical challenge, he asks, and adds...
My answer is no.
In Europe, this huge issue is now a matter of serious debate.
If Russia is allowed to win in Ukraine, that would mean that the world order created after World War II starts to crumble.
That's Kārins, Latvia's foreign minister again. Russia's opponents in Europe worry the US is losing interest in resolving distant conflicts. President Joe Biden's seeking to calm these fears. US leadership holds the world together, he said Thursday. Julian Lindley French hopes Biden is right.
It comes down to American leadership, and it's America's choice.
Lindley French chairs the ALFEN Group, an informal network of foreign policy and defense experts.
If America decides it can't be bothered anymore, then the price America will pay will be very profound indeed.
So far, the White House is showing that it can be bothered. Biden's asking for an extra $61 billion for Ukraine and $14 billion for Israel, though getting approval from Congress will be tough. On Europe's front line, there's still hope.
Currently, we are succeeding. We simply cannot give up.
Kārins, Latvia's foreign minister, hopes, in the end, Putin's dream of a new world order will prove to be a fantasy. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Riga, Latvia.